a couple of guests from the University of Waterloo, Dr. Catherine Tong, a researcher with the Geriatric Health Systems Research Group, and Trung Tram, a student representative from the NTEC Club. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for being here. And Trung, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here, too.
It is absolutely a pleasure. Catherine, let me start with you. I understand your team has been doing some research on the COVID-19 pandemic and older adults' use of technology. I think I fall into this category, just for the record. But can you tell us a little bit about what motivated you to start the project?
Yeah, thanks. So at the very outset of this pandemic, our university, the Network for Aging Research, put out a call for proposals. They were really specific to older adults and the pandemic. And our team, which includes professors Kim Lopez, Jen Bolger, the NTEC Club that Tram is part of, and a number of students, we really wanted to understand how were older adults using tech to support their health and well-being. And we thought this was especially important knowing people were probably going to have to isolate for extended periods of time. And here we are 10 months later. We don't think everyone needs to use tech. Some don't want to. But for those people who would like to, we really wanted to understand how can we help support that process.
So what have you learned so far about 10 months in?
Yeah, so we interviewed last summer about 20 older adults over the phone, and some of them are tuning in. So hello and thank you to you all once again. And so these included men and women ages 66 all the way up to 94. And consistent with larger national reports on seniors' tech use, we've seen, you know, even though the newness of it all can be overwhelming, older adults really have increased their use of technology during the pandemic. So we've seen older adults do adopt new technologies. So in addition to really practical things like ordering groceries, what we heard is that a lot of seniors have really embraced tech, especially Zoom and social media, to support their social well-being, to kind of fill those social gaps that we're all feeling right now. So joining into church services, book and dinner clubs, volunteering, family celebrations, a lot of that's been facilitated by technology. So, you know, there's really persistent stereotypes out there that seniors are tech averse, they're not interested or can't use it. But we would say that's really not a fair or accurate assessment. And one real silver lining of all of this is that tech adoption is going to outlast this pandemic. So, you know, when the pandemic is finally behind us, a lot of seniors are going to be sort of more adept and engaged digital citizens.
So for older adults, Catherine, that need support getting up and running with technology, what supports are available locally?
Yeah, so normally we would usually point people to their local libraries, which are such a great resource, right? And that I've seen firsthand how patient those librarians can be and what good trainers they are. But during the lockdowns, you know, you can't go to the library today. We especially thought it would be helpful for folks to hear about the NTEC Club and some of the services that they can offer. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Trung.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tom. So NTEC is a student-run volunteer-based club at the University of Waterloo who have experience supporting older adults with technology. We have spent several years working with older adults in long-term care homes, but have recently transitioned to supporting them remotely during the pandemic, assisting older adults who may be struggling with the digital transition. And so NTEC offers a telephone-based support for older adults, free of charge, of course, who would like some kind of support or tutorial to guide them through their day-to-day. And they can call 226-336-9684 at any time and leave a message or visit us online at ntech.club to fill out a short request form, and then a volunteer will contact them within 2 business days.
How much do you enjoy that work, Trung? Because I can imagine it would be rather fulfilling.
Oh, it's amazing. All the older adults love our support. We get positive feedback all the time, and they really would like to see this program continue after the pandemic.
And what's that website one more time?
Yep, it's ntech.club.
ENTECH.club.
That is correct, yep.
Fascinating stuff. Catherine, Trung, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. And maybe we could repeat that phone number one more time.
Absolutely. I had it written down too. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's 226-336-9684.
Any older adult that needs some support with that tech, the NTEC Club is here for you. Thanks so much for being here.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Catherine Tong and Trung Tram from the University of Waterloo, ntech.club online. And that phone number one more time, 226-336-9684. 5